The Little Gym on Stray FM's Family Show.
I want to take you back in time. You're 5 years old. You've experienced school for a year, you can count to at least 37, and the alphabet is now second nature. Almost. Eating sweets, pretending to be a superhero, and watching Paw Patrol rock your world. And just when you think life can't get any better, you're told that you've got 6 weeks of summer holidays. You've spent some time with grandma, you went camping with your family, and you've played with every single toy in the toy box. Now, it's time for Little Gym. With one in Harrogate and one in Leeds, Little Gym does summer camps which cater for children aged 3 to 12. Whilst the older children do gymnastics and acrobatics at vaulting, aerial and handspring camps, the younger ones have themed camps, from rainbow castles to outer space and pirates. I went along to the Animal Zoo Week and joined in with the arts and crafts section of the morning camp, and even though I'm a little bit too old, the campers were happy to let me join in with some mask making.
I'm making a leopard.
You're making a leopard?
I'm making a leopard mask. I'm making a jaguar.
And do you think I could have a go? Do you think I could make a mask?
Yeah. Colour it in bright colours, like yellow.
Okay.
You can do a leopard.
A leopard, okay. Yeah. So leopards
so
are...
I like doing leopards.
What's your animal?
It's a koala bear.
A koala bear? And why did you choose to do a koala bear?
Because I like koala bears.
Koala bears, do you? So what's everybody's names here? What's your name?
Juju.
And how old are you?
5.
Florence. 5.
Evie.
How old are you, Evie?
5.
And one more?
Freya.
Freya?
Elsa.
Elsa, how old are you?
3.
You're 3. The Little Gym camps are split into two groups, one for children ages 3 to 8 and another for ages 5 to 12. They last for 3 hours in either the morning or the afternoon and run until the 3rd of September. But that's enough of the boring bits. I've got a leopard to deal with. What colour eyes do you think a leopard has?
I think they have pink eyes.
Pink eyes? What colour eyes do you think my leopard should have?
Blue eyes.
Green.
Green. Right, we've got one vote for pink, one vote for blue, and one vote for green. So what I think we might do, we'll take a blue pen, we'll take a green pen, and we'll take a pink pen. And maybe we should get Elsa to choose. Pick a pen, Elsa.
I've got eyes there.
You've got some eyes, but what colour should my leopard's eyes be? Pink? Good choice. Okay, let's make them pink.
You could put a smile on it.
As with all animal adventures, it's time to explore down to the other side of the jungle, where there are yet more animals to discover. Hello, other side of the table.
Hello.
Hello. My name's Beth, and I've been making an animal mask today.
I know what's missing.
You know what's missing. Firstly, can you tell what animal it is?
A cheetah.
Almost.
A leopard.
A leopard, well done. We so what do you think is missing from my face?
Mouth.
A mouth.
And a nose.
So, what colour do we think the mouth and the nose should be?
Yellow.
And
yellow.
White.
Yellow. Yellow.
And white.
Black.
Is the leopard going to be smiling, happy, or is he going to be sad?
Happy.
Excited. Okay, let's do an excited mouth. Oh, look at that. What's missing from the leopard's mouth?
Teeth.
What would a leopard need teeth
and
for?
And a tongue.
And a tongue. What would the leopard need his teeth and his tongue for?
Feeling and biting.
Biting and eating. Yeah, okay.
And smelling.
And that's his nose.
Shall we find out what everyone else's name is on this table? Do you want to tell them what your name is?
Olivia.
My name is
Freya.
I am Emily and I am 5.
Henry and I'm 5.
What animals has everybody been doing?
I'm doing Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse?
He's the dangerous mouse in the world.
Oh my goodness.
A bear.
Butterfly bear.
A butterfly bear? It's a hybrid.
Oh, I changed my mind.
A teddy bear.
A teddy bear. That's a good answer.
Well, Leopard Mask is now proudly mounted on the Stray FM studio wall, and I'm gutted. I found out that not only am I too old for Little Jim's summer camps, when you're a grown-up, you don't even get a summer holidays. So, whether you need help with a bit of childcare or you just want to make sure your little ones have the bestest time ever, you can check out exactly what's going on at the camps, which run until the 3rd of September this year, by searching Little Jim online. There are also plenty of links at strayfm.com too.
The Little Jim on Stray FM's Family Show.